Brothers and sisters, we've got a great gospel tonight, this healing of the 10 lepers. And of course, at the key, at the center of it all is gratitude, is gratefulness. That's perfect for us, not just because Thanksgiving's slightly around the corner, but because of where we are in the semester. Maybe a little tired, maybe a little worn out, kind of crawling to the finish line, right? And here comes this gospel to stir up in our hearts gratitude. So how grateful are you right now? How grateful are you? Because there's probably a lot of things that we could list that would be like, oh, this is hard and this is hard. Maybe in your own life, maybe in the lives of your family, certainly in the life of the church, certainly in the life of our nation, a lot of things seem really hard. And maybe not just seem hard, but actually are hard. And yet, this gospel, so much of tonight, actually, the prayers for St. Martin of Tours, the gospel acclamation, encourages us, exhorts us to be thankful, to be very grateful. Perfect. You're like, well, I don't want to be thankful. I'm tired. The Lord's like, be thankful. Because gratitude, it opens the heart of God. My spiritual director said that to me once. He said, gratitude is the key to the heart of God. Being thankful opens his heart to us. And I've reflected on that for years. It was literally over a decade ago when he shared that. I've never forgotten it. And I've thought about it in my own life. Gratitude is the key to the heart of God, but friends, it's also the key to our own hearts. Because our power to take things for granted is almost infinite. So much of our life that is pure gift, we simply take for granted. How many of you thanked God for the ability to walk into this chapel today? Probably not very many. But there are people who couldn't walk in to this chapel. How many of you thanked God for the gift of a Wednesday night mass? See, something in this pandemic, we realize, oh man, I can actually go to mass here in Montana, right? And some places you can't go to mass, or you have to sign up like online or something like that, right? And so sometimes when something's taken away, then we were like, oh yeah, I should be grateful for that. And you are. I mean, look at this chapel. So many students here tonight. Right? Maybe you're just procrastinating. You're like, well, if I pray, I don't have to do my homework until later, right? And God's going to honor that, right, somehow. Okay, and maybe he will, or maybe he'll be like, yeah, you could have done your homework before Mass, right? So I don't know how that goes for you. However, it's so good you're here to thank the Lord, to be grateful, right, to not take this for granted. Colossians 3:15. There's different ways that the New Testament has been translated, but I love that verse. And in the, if you heard it from the New American Bible, which we hear at Mass, Colossians 3:15 says, be thankful. In the translation that we have as priests in the breviary, I don't know what translation they used for that, but that phrase, be thankful, is translated, dedicate yourself to thankfulness. Those two phrases have very different meaning, don't they? Be thankful and dedicate yourself to thankfulness, right? To dedicate yourself to something. I'm going to choose, right? I'm going to dedicate. I'm going to actually work at it. We do that in our courses of study. If you're learning a foreign language, you dedicate yourself to that. If you're trying to survive O-Chem or P-Chem or even Gen-Chem, right? You dedicate yourself to that, A&P, right? You dedicate yourself to that and you work at it and then you gain that facility. It becomes easier for you, right? Same with gratitude. The Lord invites us to dedicate ourselves to that so that it becomes part and parcel of the attitude, the general movement of our hearts. And when that happens, when we have grateful hearts, it unlocks the deepest and best part of our hearts. It's not just that gratitude is the key to the heart of God. It's the key to our hearts. We unlock our hearts. We don't take things for granted and we don't close in on ourselves, but rather we open our hearts up And then all the effects of what that gratefulness to God has. All those effects, they come pouring into our lives with great power and great effect. Gratitude, it's the antidote to anxiety. It is. If you're anxious about something, start calling to mind things you're thankful for. Because what happens is in the anxiety, there's like, oh no, I'm not gonna have enough to do that. I'm worried about this. What if this happens? All those things. And we start spinning ourselves up. But gratitude, especially to God, calls to mind the gifts that he is currently giving. Not the gifts that he will give down the road or even the gifts that he gave in the past. But if we're thankful, we're brought into the present moment where he is giving grace. And then all of a sudden, we realize, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have everything I need because he's with me. Even though, the psalm today, right? Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I go through the dark valley, even though it's hard, even though I might be tired, you are at my side. Your rod and your staff comfort me. I'm not alone. When we thank God, especially in those difficult times, those difficult moments, we're reminded of the truth that we're not alone. And that gives us great, great strength. So gratitude is the key, it's the antidote to anxiousness, to anxiety. It calms our fears because we don't just receive gifts from God. He doesn't just give us gifts, he gives himself to us. The giver comes along with the gifts. And that's a great consolation. Also this, friends, gratitude, it energizes us. It energizes us. How? Well, because it unlocks the key to our heart. And then within that heart, Jesus comes. And he brings his grace, his strength, his steadfastness, his courage. And so we get energized by him because we're not trying to do things on our own. The heart that forgets to be grateful closes in. And then the resources run out. The strength runs out. The energy runs out. But the heart that is grateful to God opens up. And into that open heart, Jesus enters and brings all of him, all of his resources, his strength, his power, his goodness, his courage, his peace. And that gives us energy to keep going, to keep serving him, right? To keep at our tasks. Right now, for most of you, it's to study hard and study well, right? To pray hard and to pray well, to keep going in that. And the more we stay grateful, close to Jesus in gratitude, the more energy we have for the mission, right? That's why we want to be this Samaritan, right? 10 were cleansed, were they not? Has only one come back to give thanks to God? Now, listen, I don't know what the other 9 were doing. And I think there's legitimate reason to think, yeah, they were with their families. They were lepers. They were cast out from the community, right? Maybe it was good that they were with other people. But it's better to come back to the source. And Jesus is the source of their healing. Well, friends, you and I, we've been healed from something way, way worse than leprosy, as awful as that disease was and still is. As isolating as that disease was and still is. We've been healed from something way worse than that, which is the separation that comes from sin. How could we be anything but grateful to God, right? If we know that we've been saved, if we know that we don't deserve the gifts that God gives us, but he loves us anyway, that while we were still far off, Jesus came looking, not just for humanity in general, but for each and every one of us, for you, for me, that he came for you and for me in a personal way. When we remember that, and we're thankful for that, then our whole lives change. Then when Jesus asks us to do something, could be small, could be big, could be as simple as the next project or paper, could be as big as giving your life to the Lord in a profound way in service to him and his church, then we're not so afraid. We say, thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful for who you are and what you've done in my life. I'm ready for whatever you ask of me. I want to. See, the grateful heart is a heart that desires great things. Let's have those hearts tonight. So, if you've been waning in gratitude, this is just a good reminder. Stir up gratefulness. Dedicate yourself to it. If you've been feeling overburdened and anxious, right now, thank God. Call to mind things you're grateful for. Direct gifts from God to you. There's so much to be thankful for. If you're energized and ready to go, continue to thank him and be even more generous as he invites you to follow him. We have a good God who loves us so much. Let's be grateful. May our hearts resound, absolutely resound with gratitude. And then they'll look like Jesus' heart, who's thankful to you tonight. And I think that's an important thing to say. It pleases God so much that you come and make time for him on a Wednesday night. He is so thankful that each of you are here. Each one of you. He might be like, oh, I don't know, man, my life's a mess right now. The Lord's like, thank you for giving me a chance to love you. Each one of you, God is thankful for. Be encouraged by that. He's thankful for you. Be thankful for him.